Welcome back, everyone, to the Everything Bagel podcast in 2024.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I think it's cool we picked the first day of the year to record.
Yeah, it's crazy. We're closer to 2035 than we are to 2016. Isn't that nuts?
Are we?
That just blows my mind. Math is amazing.
Wait. No, we're not.
What do you... No, I mean, just math is crazy, dude. It's just...
Oh, yeah.
Global... It's the climate is changing, and
I saw a video or something last night, and it was like it was Sydney, Australia, having like fireworks and stuff, and like they're in 2024, and I was like, that's weird.
That Sydney's like, in 2024. That's weird.
Yeah, and it was like in the morning.
Or
it was like
I got noon.
They were like, "Welcome to 2024," and I was like, "That's weird."
Well, it's also summer there, so I think there's a lot of gaslighting going on.
Have you seen, there's like this tweet going around where it's like, if Sydney's, whatever, 24 hours ahead of everyone else, why didn't they warn us about 9/11 or something like that?
They should have. There's a lot that they could have warned us about. I know.
Yeah, I think they know a lot of things are going to happen and they just don't say anything.
That's kind of messed up. I mean.
I think it is.
Is there anything that we could, I mean, I guess we wouldn't be able to return the favor, but I don't know. I'm trying to think because we're behind them. Would that help them in any way?
I think the whole world is behind them.
Oh.
Like, I think they're the furthest ahead.
Yeah. I mean...
Time-wise? I don't know, dude.
There's a lot that they should be doing then. I feel like they're not really picking up the slack.
No. Like, if we were ahead, we'd be helping out.
Let's just say the Holocaust would have gone a little differently.
Let's say it wouldn't have happened at all.
We did what we could.
12 hours is a lot of time.
Yeah.
To see it coming.
Man. Well, Sydney, you suck. But Ethan, yeah, welcome back. It's good to be recording again. It's been a couple weeks. I see you just showed me your new hat, new Buckeyes hat.
Yes.
So Christmas haul was good, I see.
It was. I got socks, which as a kid, you're always like, "Ooh, socks." But now it's like, let's go. I need these.
That's awesome. Socks as an adult, honestly, is a great gift.
Yeah.
And you know what they say? SLCKs. It is what it is.
SLCKs. Yeah. I've been recently trying to like get better at Spanish. Just because my work. This just made me think of that. And I've been like just trying to use it in a daily, day-to-day thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not been going great.
No, más o menos.
No, es mal.
Es mal.
Es mal.
Ay. Well, como se dice, we'll get him next time. Eso sí que es. Anything else? We're a big consumerist podcast. Anything else you get?
That's fine. Yeah. I think it's good to celebrate things, just like physical things. Celebrate those. And they say like the reason for the season is what?
Things.
I don't remember.
Stuff.
Things is the reason for the season. Yeah.
More.
I got some art for my house.
Nice.
Yeah. I should have brought that in here. I could have showed you, but...
What's the vibe of you, like, hanging stuff up in your house? Because it's a rental. But can you just do whatever you want?
I do whatever I want. I painted the entire living room a different color because I was like, this is lame. And then I texted him after. I was like, hey, I painted, my landlord. And he was like, okay. I was like, do you want to come see? He's like, sure. I was like, wow, it's not bad. And I was like, thanks. Uh-huh. So I think I can kind of do whatever I want here because he's like a... It's just some dude. It's not like a group.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's not a property group. It's just some guy. So, I got tools. I got a bunch of tools that are still in Minnesota. They're coming this way.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's been nice. It was a great haul. I got to go home for 9-10 days, and I forgot my microphone, and we didn't record, but we just said, it's Christmas, so it's fine.
Yeah. Merry Christmas.
So that's on me. That's my bad, but...
I didn't really want to talk to you anyway, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think it was good we took a break.
Yep. We haven't done enough of those.
No. Oh, how was your haul?
Good. I was telling you I got a new Ohio State crew neck, which is nice. Mm-hmm. It was the year of the crew neck for me. Ohio State crew neck. just a gray Comfort Colors crew neck, just classic. New Ghost Runners crew neck. So, yeah.
Comfort so, yeah. Colors makes crew necks?
Yeah.
Those have got to be cozy.
I mean, they're comfortable. I mean, it's a color.
Comfort Colors, yeah.
Yeah. It's just gray. So, actually, it's like the absence of color. But
What was your Ohio State color?
It's gray. But there's also the some right scarlet now. On there. It's gray. They're all gray. I don't think I have it out. Do I have a photo?
That doesn't matter. Gray is a good color.
It's a great color. But yeah, gray. So.
It's a color.
Great. I got an AirTag, which is like one of those presents that you hope you never have to use, but I'm almost, I kind of feel, because I put them on my keys. And all day I have them on. Yeah, my keys. I was like, I kind of hope I lose my keys just so I can like use. Yeah. Have you used an AirTag?
No, my sister bought them because last Christmas when the Southwest Airlines flight, like all the flights on Southwest just like blew up.
Not actually, but fell apart.
Mm-hmm. So she lost her bags during that, and now she every time she travels, she throws an AirPod or AirTag in her bag, and then
smart.
That way, if she gets separated from it, she can find it.
That is pretty smart.
So, yeah.
Yeah, but it does this thing where on the Find My app, you can, like, click on it, and then it'll, like, point you in the direction that it is, and then when you walk closer to it, it'll start, like, the screen turns more green, and then it, like, vibrates, so then you know you're close. It's kind of fun.
So, does it make a sound?
You can, like, make the AirTag make a sound. It's like, beep, 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 beep. I just made that up, but it's something like that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope you lose your keys then.
Yeah, thank you. Well, if you remember last year when I threw away my keys in Green Bay, you remember that? I kind of hope that happens again, because then I could just, you know, make it make a little noise, walk towards it, a little green screen. So.
You end up driving around following a dumpster truck or a garbage truck.
Yeah, exactly. So.
Yeah, I think that'd be really cool.
Here's the 24. Throwing away my keys, you know, whatnot.
I hope you lose it.
Thank you.
Have you seen it's like hashtag 2024 the plot?
No.
Have you seen that?
No.
Going around? That was pretty, I was like, that's nice. Usually it's just happy 2023, happy 2022. But it was like fun to build a little thing. I didn't see any 2024 glasses out anywhere.
Mm.
Did you?
No, I saw... I saw a tweet that was it was an Instagram screenshot of a tweet of a person who's like trying to figure out how to make the 24 glasses, but I never found out how they actually did it. Just some like rejected ideas.
I think you'd have to put it in the twos.
That was one of their ideas. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
So
because the four is not a very round. I don't know. You could do a little triangle and then just have like a triangle
eyepiece. That's true. So like the zero and the four.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that.
Or just make them really wide and just the two and the four. And so neither are actually on your eyes and you just look at plastic.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
So I don't know what they did, but that's fine. Did you do anything fun for New Year's Eve or did you just hang out?
I hung out, went out to a little area out on High Street. There's like a live music guy there playing some country music and it was fun.
Nice.
That was kind of it, though. Came back, slept.
Sick.
It was nice.
Nice.
It was nice waking up today. I flew back in on Thursday night from being at home and then worked the weekend. And then today was kind of my first day off. And so I woke up at 11 or I woke up at 9, but stayed in bed till 11. And then we're watching keeping on with the, what's it called? Fiesta Bowl.
Mm.
And then there's more college football all through today.
Yeah.
So it's the loving goodbye to college football today. Because after today, the only game left, I think, is going to be the championship next Monday.
Seems about right. So who are you going for the championship?
Alabama. I think Alabama's going to win it all. Mm. Yeah. I think Michigan's not going to be able to hang with Alabama.
Yeah, they
stink. I put in some bets this morning, too. I put in... The Jalen Milroe, the quarterback for Alabama, over on rushing yards. And I took McCarthy, the QB for Michigan, under passing yards because every time they get tested, they just, like, don't let him pass the ball. So I'm like, well, this will be definitely a test. So I doubt he's going to be passing much.
There you go.
Yeah, that's my rationale. I think that's what's going to be.
I'm going for UW. Maybe it's just some home state pride, yeah. But
I would love them to win it. I just don't think they can beat Texas.
I don't know. Yeah. It'll probably be Alabama, but
it's always Alabama.
Yeah, sad. My family does a like a bowl competition where you you know, guess who's going to win each game, and then you do, like, obviously for today's games, like, the winner and then the winner of the championship, and then you do, like, a confidence pick, which is worth 2 points.
So you can, like, value them, right?
Yeah. And so then my dad goes through and, like, you know, checks who wins each game. Last I checked, which was, like, yesterday, I was, I think, in tied for second. I was winning for a while. My confidence pick was Toledo, and they sadly did not win their game. It looked like they were going to win. They lost, which is a bummer. And then, I think that was the Barstool Bowl. They had the weirdest commercials.
The Arizona Bowl, right?
Yeah. Barstool just went weird for their commercials. But
I'm assuming it was all, let me guess, it was probably High Noon.
Some of them I feel like weren't even commercials. It was products. Just like skits. It's like, what's going on here?
Did you watch? It wasn't televised. You had to go to, like, Barstool.tv to watch
it. Right? It was on CW Sports. So we at least could, like, get it on DirecTV.
Who made, like, The Flash?
Yeah, I was surprised too. It wasn't, honestly, they didn't do a very good job. It was like a big downgrade in quality from, like, ESPN. But
ESPN has been doing it forever.
It was pretty funny. But yeah, so we're doing that. I'm hoping to win. If you win, you got, like, any piece of swag, sports merch, whatever. So
from the team that, like, you won with?
Any team.
Oh, any team?
So, you know, historically I would do, like, an Ohio State something. Honestly, I would probably do
Ohio State gray crew neck.
I already have one of those, silly Billy.
Maybe a Washington gray crew neck.
That would make more sense. I'll probably do Iowa State Cyclones, if I'm being honest. I don't know why I'm into them.
Okay, I like them. I've always kind of had, like, a little soft spot for Iowa State in my heart.
Yeah. And, you know, I have that t-shirt, this Cyclones Nike shirt. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah. The red one. It's a great shirt. I was at a church in Iowa just visiting some friends. This is, like, in May. And they were just, like, showing us around. They had these random shirts on the table. They were like, if you want them, go for it. And nobody else was grabbing this red shirt, so I just picked it up, and it's, like, my favorite shirt now. Iowa State Nike t-shirt.
Let's go.
Go Cyclones. I know.
Go Cyclones. I like their colors. They have good colors. They've been pretty decent.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how they've done.
You know Liberty?
I do.
They're playing right now. They're when I stopped watching, they were looking good, man.
Hey Siri. Liberty game?
Oh, they're down 10-6. Well,
which sport?
Still
football,
not bad.
Or basketball? I'm gonna go football.
Football.
Oh, there gets Oregon. 6-10. Liberty's losing.
Yeah.
Ooh, good.
Well, they had a flash of really good looking plays, but.
Well, fan the flames, I guess.
is that what they're saying?
I think so. Fan the flames.
That's funny. Wisconsin's beating LSU too.
Okay. Yeah. Let's go.
Do you think you could call the game?
No.
No.
Like, be an announcer kind of thing?
Yeah.
Maybe I could do color commentary.
I don't know what that means.
That's the other guy, right? So there's, like, the main guy who's, you know, number 42, just sacked number 6. He's a freshman, true freshman. And then there's the other guy who's like, yeah, Jimmy, I heard that his mom just, you know, ran somebody down in her car. I don't you know, color commentary.
No, it's always that. It's every time we do every time there's a draft, it's always like, so and so picked for the Tennessee Titans and pick number this. You know, he actually, like, has a very sad fact, and we're gonna tell everyone now.
You ever watch
as
videos?
He's being drafted into the biggest league in sports, we're gonna also drop this fun fact.
Well, I'm gonna just pull up a video of, like, just unhinged sports commentary. Maybe that's a bad idea. Let's go out of pocket football commentary.
They're all innuendos.
That's true. Maybe I'll screen it before I play it, show it.
I'll say just a little heads up.
But... yeah. Oh, wait. Okay.
Away by Crabtree's hands and his ability to suck in these balls.
Okay, never mind.
I told you, man.
That's not what I expected. I've seen one where it's like, you know, Crabtree's dad was just arrested. Oh, he makes the shot, kind of thing. Those cracked me up.
I saw one. It was like, I think I'm 90% sure it was a dub or like a fake over it because it was okay. So out of pocket. It was like along those same lines where it's like, it was in basketball. It's like so and so's dad, you know, whatever, arrested recently for this, and then is it in the blood because he makes the shot or something like that, like something along the lines of like
that is classic,
like father like son as he takes that shot.
No,
and I'm pretty sure that's fake, but
that's so funny. No, I couldn't do it. I don't know enough about sports. I think it just takes practice because they have to know. I mean, every player. You know, a player gets the ball, they have to know based on, like, I'm assuming they have a big cheat sheet, but, like, let's say 42 gets the ball, they have to be able to pretty quickly know their name, you know, maybe where they're from, what year they are, I guess if it's college, but, yeah, I couldn't do it, maybe with practice.
Yeah, they have those, that's basically what you're saying, it's, like, number, player name, strengths, fun fact, stuff like that.
Yeah, like their mom just got arrested. That's kind of fun.
Yeah, yeah, you know, fun things like that.
Yeah. So
I think it'd be cool. I always like the morning things, like when you first turn on the TV for college football Saturday and they have game day or something like that. And those guys that just sit at the table and talk about the football. And I was like, that looks like fun.
It does. Looks like a good time. What's the percentage of those guys who used to be like pro or college players?
I want to say like 98.
Yeah.
There's probably like random ones who didn't, but I'm pretty sure they all have some sort of past in pro or college football.
Mm-hmm.
If not both.
Yeah. I was talking to a couple friends recently. Shout out, actually, sponsoring the podcast, not really. Fifth and Goal podcast. Look it up. My friends, Aaron and Johnny. I was talking to them recently because I was curious. How, like, what the pipeline is to get a job as like a pro football coach, you know, like a head coach, like what kind of things do they need to do? And it's the consensus, which you can probably confirm or deny this, is that they pretty much start at college as anything related to the sports program, and then they just kind of right place, right time, work their way up until potentially they're hired, and they have to move around a lot. Like, is that kind of what your understanding is?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they just kind of get their foot in the door in a college program, and especially if you're like a former player. Like if you played, especially in the NFL, and then you're like, you can usually, if you show good like mental, good like understanding football well enough, you can probably get in at the mid to, even if you're not like a, you know, Tom Brady level NFL player. Like if you're just some guy who like played for like 4 or 5 years and just quit, then you can probably get in like a D3, D2 school. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, if you just win enough games, kind of, you can move up that way. I think a lot of it too is like starting, like I feel like they don't start as hedge coaches. They usually start as like coordinators.
What's a hedge coach?
Coaching staff.
They're like gardening. Are they doing landscaping?
They're over like the landscaping team.
Okay.
Yeah. And so it's like, it's just getting the foot in the door, you know? Like, yeah. And then you're coaching hedges, and next thing you know, you're the head coach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I would agree with that. I don't know, though.
That's cool. Yeah, I think I was watching the Dolphins, and I was... What's the guy's name? Mike McDaniel, is that his name? The coach?
Yeah.
I was so just fascinated. He doesn't seem like the type of guy who would be a head coach, but he did it. I was just curious. Like,
Watch the Dolphins game yesterday?
No.
You got killed by the Ravens.
Oof.
It was like 60-something points.
Yeesh. Yeah, no, I was driving home yesterday, but Yeah, watched a decent amount of football while I was at home,
What'd you do for New Year's Eve?
I got home at like 9 after driving, and I tried to go to bed at like 10, and then I didn't fall asleep until like 1:30. So,
why were you going to bed early?
I was pretty tired. I didn't really feel like doing anything. And honestly, like, I just wanted to get more in the habit of getting to bed earlier, and then it just didn't work.
But maybe I'll try
again tonight. What?
We got to do resolutions. Do you have any?
Oh, yeah. Probably become a hedge coach. Really want to learn more about, you know, those little scissors you can use on the bush, and then the, what is it called? They use it on grass. This joke doesn't make
trimmer?
Sense. Trimmer. No. The it has the little wire that spins around really fast.
A weed whacker?
Weed whacker. Okay. Well, I'm just going to cut all this off. Okay. I think I'll do one resolution, then you can do one. We'll just kind of pop them back and forth.
Okay.
So I'm going to say, I would like to, the problem is if I say it on here, I have to do it. So, my first resolution, I want to every week write a physical letter to somebody and mail it, which just say nice things. I think that sounds like a fun thing to do.
You got to buy stamps.
Now I have to do it. Yeah, I know.
You should buy a roll of stamps because they're like expensive, and then if you put money into it, you're more likely to follow through because you're like,
I know.
Well, I bought a roll of stamps. I need to use them.
If I buy 52 stamps, I'll do it. Right.
There you go. Yeah, that's a great. Because then also, then there's nothing. If you buy a bunch of stamps and a bunch of envelopes, you're set. There's nothing to be like, oh, I don't have that to do it.
Yeah. So there's my first one. Now I have to do it. So thanks a lot.
Okay. I like that.
It sounds like I don't want to do it, but I do.
I don't know if it's as much a resolution as much as something I just want to do or like get into. I have a bunch of tools now from my grandfather, and I want to like start doing. Someday I'd like to get into not house flipping, but being involved with somebody who can or who does that, and I can just help them with demo and remodel. That's but I want to start in my landlord again, hit him up and be like, hey, if you have tenants move out of apartments, give me a call. I'll come paint, patch holes, get it ready for the next tenant. Because that 4 days off a week. So that's something I've been thinking a lot about and was talking to my parents about. So I want to do that starting this year and probably pretty much as soon as possible once those tools get here, because they're all on the truck with Enoch and my other brother Ezra. So
sick.
That's the plan. I would like to do that. Yeah.
Nice. Okay.
It'd be cool.
That would be cool. I would love to get into like woodworking. I think that sounds really fun.
I never liked it very much. My little brothers did, but I was always kind of like,
I've never done it, so maybe I wouldn't like it, but it sounds fun.
You should just start buying table saws.
Yeah. Pretty cheap hobby, which is nice. I'm going to say, all right, resolution 2. I know it sounds cliche, but just like going to bed earlier and getting up earlier. I feel like every year.
What's your current bed and wake up?
I would say on a normal work night, like 11:30. And then I usually try to get up by like 6:45. But like 10:30 to 6 would be good.
I feel like if it works though, I don't know, I'm a big believer in if it works, like what's stopping you? Like if you can do that and consistently hit times you need to wake up, and
it doesn't really work like though. That I still feel rushed in the morning. So but thanks for the encouragement.
Because I used to do 4 a.m. wake up for my work,
yeah,
but then I found myself kind of being like, why am I just not killing myself, but like really pushing so hard to get up so early when I literally sit at the kitchen table for like 15, 20 minutes after you, like just sitting there. Cause I used to eat breakfast in the morning and mm-hmm. then I don't eat breakfast in the morning. Now I eat at like 10 a.m. is when I eat my breakfast usually.
Okay.
And so like, what am I doing making myself get up this early? If it works fine, if I just like, now I just shower the night before and then get up at like usually 4:30, 4:45, get ready for the day,
mm-hmm.
grab my bag and hit the road at like 5:10.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I mean, real talk, maybe this is resolution 2.5, but I've never been good at this, but I would like to get up and like go work out in the morning. I think that's my ultimate goal. So then I have to get up early enough to do that. But there is in my apartment complex, there's like a workout area. It's one treadmill, one elliptical, one squat rack, one like, you know, whatever it's called, bench thing. So I don't know how many people are going to be there if I go in the morning, but maybe less than I think.
Probably a lot. Starting
tomorrow. I know that's the problem.
I know, that's where I'm at too, because that's one of my resolutions too, is like I want to get in the gym more, and it's like I know for a fact, but then that's how it starts to not actually happen, is when you start being like, which I already am, is like starting to be like, I'll wait until like after all the newbies like come in and end up leaving, and then I'll start. And it's like, yeah, you're never gonna do it.
No.
To myself.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'd like to. We'll see.
Yeah. Ask me next week. See if I do it. See how these resolutions are coming for me next week.
Yeah.
What do you got a number through? What are we on? 3? 2? 2 for you?
I mean, like the gym thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of it, though. I don't have a ton. Oh, I want to read more. I got a bunch of books for Christmas, and I want to read them.
Nice.
That'd be nice.
What'd you get?
Yeah. I got a Simon Sinek book called Leaders Eat Last. I got a Max Lucado book, I think is who the author is, but it's called something about storms. And then I got, it's not called something about storms, but the title is something about storms in it. And then I got a Dan O'Reilly book, and then it's something about social economics and like psychology stuff, so that's interesting. I've read all of his books. That's a new one that just came out in June.
Nice.
So I'm excited to read that.
Nice.
Yeah. That's a plan.
That's great.
Who knows? There's a little bit of time between the end of the podcast and the start of the Michigan game. Maybe I'll just go sit and read.
Do it. Yeah. When does the game start?
5.
Okay. Nice. Yeah.
You gonna watch?
Yeah. Yeah.
How do you get your TV?
My roommate has YouTube TV.
Ah.
Clutch. But I'm going to go over to a friend's house tonight. We're going to watch with some other people. I think they have YouTube TV as well.
Nice. So,
but yeah. Okay. Me? 3. I also do want to read more. I was going to say that. I'm not just stealing yours. So I've been on a Goodreads kick. You ever use Goodreads?
Yeah, I'm kind of like, I don't want to get into it quite yet because it's like embarrassing how little I read. So I want to wait till I get in the habit of reading, and then I'll hop on Goodreads and be like, okay. I've always been like this. I just found the app.
Always been a reader. You know? I just didn't know that this app
existed. I didn't know you guys were tracking them.
Yeah, come on. Yeah, so that's how I am. I just read all the time. And no, I read like 7 books this past year. It's
more than I did.
Where the Waves Turn Back, Tyson Motzenbacher. 2, Remarkably Bright Creatures by some lady. 3, Steve Jobs by Walter Isaacson. And then this past month I read all 4 Hunger Games books.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 7. And I didn't even set a goal. So, but I did realize I can read 4 long books in a month. So that's pretty good. Although I didn't have work for half a month. But I think I'm going to go 25 for the year, which is kind of a jump, but that's 2 a month plus 1. You know what I'm saying?
I kind of want to join you in that.
Do it. Hop on Goodreads. Send me a friend
request. How hard can it be? I have 4 days off a week.
You just have to read 2 books a month. They don't even have to be short or long. They can be short. You can even audiobook it if you want. So that's what I'm doing.
I might have to jump in on that.
I think 25. I was going between 20 and 25. But I think if I just...
I might lower it to like...
You can do whatever you want.
Seems scary to me.
You can even do like 10 or 15.
I might do like 12.
Okay. One a month. That's good.
Yeah. I can do that. And then if I end up ripping through books like in the second week of the month and having a bunch of time to wait, then I'll just up it.
Yeah. It's not bad. And honestly, you just can't compare yourself to others. My friend Danielle did a goal of 100 books and she read like 150 this year. So
I have to check with I'm going to text my sister because she was ripping through books at home.
She have like, good
she
reads?
Had to hit her goal. I think so, yeah.
Let me see. Let's see if I can find her. Oh, I have to go to... It's kind of a weird app, so just try not to judge the UI too much. All right, let's see. Okay, there's a lot of Katie Flint's. Does she have a profile picture?
Probably not.
Oh, okay.
I texted her and said, hey, do you have Goodreads? And she said, heck yeah.
What's tell me what some of the books she's read are. Did you see her reading any books over the break?
Yeah, but they were all like, she did 50 this year, this past year.
Okay. 50. Okay, let me see. This is just good content right here. Everybody, join in. Try to find this Goodreads with me. I think I found... Oh, maybe this is her. Wait.
She said 30 is her goal for this year because nice. She has school.
Well, this might be her. She... Oh, one friend. Does she know... It's not loading. Doesn't matter. We'll figure it out.
Oh, she just sent me her profile.
Okay, perfect. Did she read Pride and Prejudice recently?
Katie A.
A?
Katie A, yes.
Okay. Well, I was not looking
at... No profile picture.
Katie A.
Currently reading Hyperion.
Okay.
Like, she reads things way above my pay grade.
I don't even know what that word means.
Pay grade?
No, Hyperion. No. Anyway, I started reading yesterday a book. I'm looking at it. It's called Armada by Ernest Klein. It's by it's the guy who wrote Ready Player One.
Oh yeah, I think Ezra really liked that movie.
Pretty good movie. I know my mom listens to this. Mom, I think you gave me as a gift a few years ago this book, and then I didn't read it, and now I'm reading it. So sorry for taking so long, but you're welcome now for reading it. And probably after that, I might reread a series that I read in high school called Gone by Michael Grant. It's like a young adult series.
That sounds familiar. What's the cover look like?
I think we've talked about it. It's like green with like a silhouette of a kid.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I've seen that in the library,
I think we've talked about it. Sure. Basically, in this town, all the adults disappear, and then the kids have to figure out what's going on. It gets kind of crazy.
Let's go.
Kind of alien vibe. Kind of superhero vibe, you know. And yeah, it's kind of wild, but I read all those in high school. I'll probably reread. They're kind of fun. They're pretty long.
I have a lot of books already. I just haven't read them. So I'm thinking I'll just start ripping through. Because I want to read. Like a lot of them are like, wow, I really would like to read that. And I just haven't.
Yeah.
For no reason at all. So.
Do it.
Pick that up. I want to get a chair for my bedroom. Mm-hmm. A nice sitting chair and a lamp. And then read there. Because right now I think some of it is also, there's nowhere like... I could read in bed, but then I'm just going to fall asleep. I don't know. I'm a big nap guy. Mm. So if I'm in bed laying there, I'm like, I'm going to go to sleep.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not a lounge in bed type person.
No. Yeah, get a chair. Go for it. Yeah.
Either that or a couch.
Nice.
Did I ever tell you I'm going to try to get a cat this year?
Really? You didn't tell me that? What kind of cat? Are there different types of cats?
Like, yeah, but no cat owner cares. There's yeah. some, like, my cat is orange. That's all you need to know.
That's classic.
No, I know. I want a dude, a guy cat, because they're more, like, chill.
Mm-hmm.
That's not saying anything. That's just fact.
Are we going to talk about the Barbie movie again?
Please, no. And then I want a 1.5 to 2-year-old cat. So that way it's not in its kitten phase still, but still young enough where it can bond with me as its owner instead of just being hyper independent. Because I really want it to be a lap cat where it just chills on your lap or wants to hop on your bed, stuff like that.
Yeah. Are wow, are cats so dogs 1 year is like 7 years. Do cats have like a cat year system? Like, how old is this cat in cat years?
Oh, that's a good question. I would think about 7 as well. It's a good question.
Let's figure this out. Cat years. Yeah. Cat year. So probably similar. Okay. So here's our answer. A tiny mouse has a short lifespan.
15. That's not right.
A rabbit's somewhat longer, and a dog between 7 and 20. Cat between 12 and 14. But it's not unusual for cats to reach their late teens. Okay, this doesn't help. It's probably similar. Like 7-ish.
In a cat's first year, he or she reaches a human age of about 15. But by the second year, it's equivalent to the age of 24.
Wow.
So it's like, you can't really say 1-to-this ratio.
Okay.
It's like, it adjusts, so.
So by the time you get this cat, they're going to need to be applying for scholarships, getting a part-time job.
Well, I want them at like 15, 17, yeah, 18, yeah, I guess, yeah, well, get them to college.
Yeah, get this guy FAFSA, bro.
Dude, that's why I think I want a 1.5 to 2-year-old cat, because then it's like having a roommate that's my age.
Yeah.
It's my man.
Is he going to do dishes, do you think? Or is he going to, like, is he one of those roommates?
I hope he's clean, yeah. I don't know.
Is he going to poop in a toilet or a little sandbox?
Yeah, I hope so. I'm going to train him. Train him to use a toilet.
You should, actually. It'd be kind of sick. I bet you could.
I've seen people do it.
But then what if you are running late to work and you're trying to go to the bathroom and... You know,
like, knock, knock, knock. He's like, meow, like, come on, man. I gotta go right now, man.
Yeah. That'd be tough. Yeah. Well, fun. Any cat name contenders so far?
None.
Okay.
I literally have none.
Good.
I kind of figure when I see it, it'll speak to me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I want like a serious looking cat or like a dumb looking cat. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Do you think you're like leaning... Sorry, what were you going to say?
Like a serious cat where it's like, you know, I kind of want an all-black cat. That'd be kind of cool.
Okay.
But I also kind of want like a striped one. And then orange cat is a possibility, but orange cats, for some reason, seem to be a little more nuts than usual. Mm,
a little feisty.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
Trying to go for like a name of... I don't know, like a human, like a dude name, like Carl... Or like another animal name, like bird, or
that like bird is hilarious.
Object, trampoline.
I want to kind of do like a silly name, like it's my cat. His name is Bird.
Yeah,
I think that's funny. Something like that.
That's good.
I like Bird actually a
bird.
Lot.
It's a dope name. You should go because birds
spelled
have
with a Y.
Birds have like wild names. Like you should name him like Yellow Belly Sapsucker or something.
And then call him Yellow for short.
Yeah.
And he's all black.
Yeah. Sucker for short.
Yeah. Or just Sap.
Belly Sap.
Belly Sap.
Oh.
Belly.
Lee. Say his name's Lee. But that's short for Yellow Belly Sap Sucker. It's good.
But yeah, that's another resolution. Acquire a cat.
Good.
I also need to go to the store and get some frames for my new artwork, which is pictures of cats.
Are these like original Monets, kind of, or is like a knockoff?
They're painted by someone, yeah.
Okay.
So.
Like an original Rembrandt. To him.
Yeah, no, nothing too crazy. Dang. It's like I bought the actual Mona Lisa, so I'll be hanging that probably in the bathroom.
That's sick.
Yeah. The Louvre was not happy to let it go, but I was like, please. And they're like, okay.
Okay, fine. How much do you get that guy for?
It's like $15.
Bucks? Cheap. Oh, I thought you were going to say million. That's, I mean, sure.
No, yeah. I mean, it's not a very good painting, so it's like.
That's pretty good. Do you use Target Circle for that?
I use my Kroger points.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know if they take Kohl's cash at the Louvre these days?
I didn't see anything saying yes or no, okay. So it's worth a shot.
Yeah. I mean, they always have coupons at Kohl's, and if you use my mom's phone number, she always has some good deals saved up.
That's facts, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. I think they still had some, like, Rembrandts in there, too, you could probably pick up.
Kohl's, there's always stuff on the floor. I could see...
Yeah.
I could see Nighthawks getting stepped on in there, which would be a bummer.
I could see like Starry Night or something just kind of getting just shoved in the corner. And honestly, a lot of the stuff in there is just like kind of dirty. And so they don't even have like tags on it. So you just take it to the front. It's a lot like Goodwill or a thrift store.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll be like, how much is this? And they'll look at it for a split second and just be like, oh, $5. And then you just wipe it off all the dust. And, you know, it's a great painting.
I'm imagining like, you know, like those bin stores where it's like Amazon returns or like just a bin of stuff and everything's like a dollar. I think it'd be fun to have a bin store, but for just like the ultra rich, where it's like diamonds and original, you know, Rembrandts and whatever. And like each bin is like 45 million, but you get whatever's in there. I think that would be fun.
That would be funny. Yeah. Like cars, something like that.
Yeah.
Or what do rich people have?
I don't... cars, I think. Rich... I don't know. I feel like standing decks.
There's like deeds to like land in there too.
I like that.
There's like... I have 30 acres in Wyoming now. Mm-hmm. And these diamonds and jewels and watch...
Servants.
You know. Yeah, just guys in there. Yeah. Just people.
Yeah. Of all races. All races.
Yeah.
Not, yeah.
That was the issue. Not the fact that we did it at all. It was just
the races. Okay. I guess neither of the things are great. They're there willingly. They're fine. It's a job.
Yeah, they want to be there.
They get PTO. They get, you know, sick time. Whatever. Health insurance.
I would do that. Dude, I would be a butler for, like, a rich person.
That would be kind of fun.
I would want to be a private chef. I'm not good enough to, but I would love to do that.
You ever see, I've seen a lot of videos on like Instagram recently of like, I'm a private chef for a very famous actor in New York. I woke up, I made some filet mignon for them. I know just because they like that. I made a T-bone steak for lunch because they like it. And dude, being rich got to be crazy.
Yeah, and they'll do something like I made him a kale smoothie because he's trying to cut down on this. I was like, dude, if someone just like prepped me food that was exactly what I needed, I'd be unstoppable.
Yeah, yeah. It's like I think this is a post somewhere. It's like you're not ugly, you know, you're not out of shape, you're just poor. You know, you just can't get a nose job and have somebody make you a, you know, personal fitness routine and kale salad every day. Kale smoothie. Not that I want a kale smoothie every day, but...
No, that's why I go to Bibibop.
Mm. They make you feel like
you're rich. Feels like that's what they would be eating, and it's like, yeah.
Yeah. Well, there you go. You don't have a very butler name. You know, Ethan.
Ethan?
It's not really a butler name. It's got to be...
Yeah, it's more like a pool guy name or a...
Yeah.
Like, random other job type name.
Yeah. DHL factory manager.
Operation supervisor.
Sorry.
I want to shout out.
What is
Health Aid kombucha, ginger lemon.
Oh. You know that stuff is mold, right? I'm just kidding. I don't think it actually is. I hope so. Blue cheese is mold.
It's so tasty.
Well, shout out Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
You mess with the Chick-fil-A drive-thru recently?
Yeah. Like a month or two ago.
Does yours have those, like, when you're driving through it, does it have like those little white poles that are sticking out that kind of direct the flow of traffic? You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. Well, I just went to the Chick-fil-A drive-thru and I, you know, pull up. I'm feeling good about my order. I go number one, with a lemonade, and I use my points to get my lemonade. It goes well. I use a gift card, $5 off. I go, hey, my points were supposed to give me the lemonade. She goes, oh, my bad. Here you go. So then I have to pay like $2 out of pocket. It's great. I pull forward. I'm feeling good about this. And then all of a sudden, I just plow completely through one of those white pole things. Just run it down. In my, like, it's like pretty flimsy, so it doesn't really make a difference. But it's just like, I'm just so embarrassed because I just run this thing down and it like pops up behind me. It's like, boing. And so I'm like, what the frick? I did not see that there at all. And I look back and like, I don't think anybody saw me, but I was just embarrassed. I'm still a little embarrassed, to be honest with you. And I look in my rearview mirror and one of the, you know, drive-through workers has to like go over and like pick it up and put it back in the right place. I'm just curious how often that happens. I bet it's a lot because I didn't even see it coming.
Mine doesn't have those. I know what you're talking about, but my Chick-fil-A does not have that.
Yeah, it was bad. I just completely ran it down. And it really,
is that the one in Beaver Creek?
Yeah. I really felt like Michael Scott running down Meredith in his car. That's probably how it felt. Just, and there she is, you know?
I'm so scared of running into a person while driving.
Oh, yeah. That would be pretty bad.
That's probably my greatest fear.
That's up there.
While driving.
Yeah.
Because I drive in very early and home at, like, it's dark when I go to and from work.
Yeah.
And there's this road that's, like, not super wide and no real sidewalk. And people, like, walk on it.
Sketch.
Yeah, not always in high vis either, so you just kind of like, yeah.
Yep, it's bad.
I hope to never do that.
I was driving home yesterday, and it was like dark for like half my drive. And there was this one guy. Well, okay, first of all, you know how when you're driving, you know, I was on 75 for 6 hours or whatever yesterday. There's almost always like one or two cars that you just keep seeing. And it's usually kind of fun. Mm-hmm. It's like, man, I feel like I'm like caravanning with these people and we kind of, you know, have in like my head,
to them.
Yeah, like you build up like a backstory for them, you know, you're good friends, kind of wave when you go by them. Well, I had that yesterday.
You leapfrog each other?
Yeah, moon each other.
Like you stop for gas and then they keep going and then you get back on the road and then
you'll
like, oh my goodness, the same guy.
Mm-hmm. Give him a little side swipe, just show him his boss.
Yeah.
Siphon their gas, maybe while you're driving past.
I usually carry a gun in the car and just, you mm-hmm. know, pop a few shots into their back window.
Yeah. Yeah. I usually use the GTA cheat code where it's explosive bullets. Just kind of go for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a callback.
Yeah. Callback. Callback to that one morning that I woke up and played GTA. And immediately my day was just screwed after that. Which was the worst day. I still
waking up and seeing the TV on and you playing that. I was like, what?
Yeah, it was not good. But anyway, I was on 75 and it was dark. There was this one car in front of me. He was not necessarily swerving, but also not really staying in his lane. And he had one light on and it was the front left headlight, but it was like half dim. And so that's the only light he had on. It was pitch dark outside, you know, middle of
the night. That's why he was swerving.
Yeah, it was really bad. And it was one of those things where, like, I see him and I'm like, I don't really want to be near him. So I speed up pretty considerably, kind of get some distance. He shows up behind me again. And I'm like, what the? I felt like he was stalking me. So then I slow down quite a bit and he's way up there. Somehow I catch up to him again. I'm like pretty sure at this point he's going to, you know, pull the explosive bullets on me. I'm like, I'm screwed. Mm-hmm. And then you start thinking, like, why is it never these people who get pulled over? You know, Like, there's got to be some justice somewhere. And anyway, I lose him again. He pulls up behind me again after like another hour. I'm like, he's back? How did this happen? And then right behind him, he's being tailed by a state trooper. And at this point, I am just freaking out. I am so happy. And right in front of me, bro gets pulled over. And I was celebrating. I'm not going to lie. I was pretty excited about that moment. Because I feel like...
No way.
That never happens in front of you. You know, the one guy. It happened to me. It was awesome. It was amazing. Because I was bummed to see him again. But then when you see him just be getting tailed right there. And then the lights go on. It was a great moment.
That's great. I feel... That's ideal.
It was a dub.
That's awesome. Dude, I always wish you could see that. It's like people that like tail you or like pass you in like a double line or something like that. And you're just like, dude, come on.
Yeah.
And you just always hope for like a statey or something to just appear.
Yeah. So it was a great moment. I was into it.
So you drove down and back?
Yeah. Yep. Drove down and back.
To South.
South Carolina? Carolina. You got it. Yep, Greenville.
I don't know if it was north or south.
Yeah.
BJU.
BJU. Yeah, now I'm a student there. I'm getting my second bachelor's degree. So that was fun. Nice. So I think every Tuesday, Thursday, I'll need to drive down for classes. Yeah. Which I guess
it'll be that guy fun. Probably got a fix-it ticket, so he'll probably have lights next time around.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if I see him again, I'll just, you know, give him a wave. But no, but yeah, it was good. We played a lot of pickleball when I was home, played some disc golf. So I do love pickleball.
Should we talk about how not Christmassy this Christmas felt?
Yeah, go for it.
Because it's a sentiment that's being shared by many people that I've talked to, at least.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but it just doesn't feel like Christmas this year.
Yeah, I think we're adults now.
You reference things such as the weather, but I think the biggest thing is what you just said, where it's like we're just adults now. We're not kids anymore.
Yeah, it's kind of sad.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, I know for me, like my parents just moved, so I wasn't even in like my. I mean, I haven't been my childhood home for a while, but like my. The second house, I wasn't there either. So I was like,
right,
place. So that felt different being an adult. And I feel like now, I mean, I'm a year and a half out and, it's like, I don't have to really think about work, but I'm still kind of thinking about work and, you know, more of a pressure this year, I think, to get people things, which is good. That's a good thing. And I enjoy getting people things. And, you know, getting gifts. But that does kind of, it just makes it a little bit more hectic, which is just kind of the nature of it. I don't think it has to feel super neat. With what?
When it comes to gifts.
Oh, like
my family, I just went to the Amazon wish list and just bought one of each thing for everyone.
Well.
And then just sent them all to my house at home.
Yeah.
And then just wrapped them when I got there. And I was like.
That's okay. I mean, I'm sure they liked them. That's why they're on the wish list, right?
That's kind of how I look at it. I'm like, if you ask for it, I know you're going to want it, so.
Yeah.
Are you not going to throw the dice on trying to be creative.
Yeah. And I feel like, I mean, there's two ways you can go. I tend to go more creative, but that probably means that I get people less gifts than I kind of want to. And it takes more thought. But that also is like, is it actually a good gift? Like, is it practical, or do they just... I don't know. Is it just kind of funny? I don't know. There's like there's a balance. So I don't think there's anything wrong with just getting an Amazon gift. I think that's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun to get something that you know you'll use. And I still wrap it
myself.
Yeah.
And like stuff I could hit Amazon automatic wrap or whatever they do, but I'm like, there you go. I'm going to wrap it.
There you go. That's more fun. Yeah. Wrapping gifts for me is one of those things that I know I could spend... probably 8 minutes learning how to wrap a gift really well, but for some reason I'm just gonna keep just wrapping horribly for probably the rest of my life. I could so easily learn how to wrap a gift.
Same, yeah. Like, I'm sure it's a very simple way to tell how much paper you need.
Yeah.
But I'm just gonna not do that and keep on having about quarter inch to a full inch of just extra paper on the bottom of the gift.
Oh, yeah.
That's been, like, kind of wrapped underneath there.
Yeah, make it look like my 4-year-old nephew wrapped it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Forever.
I want it to be, like, a challenge when I'm, like, like 45 mm-hmm. to tell if, you know, the newborn cousin
mm-hmm.
is giving that gift or if the 45-year-old is.
Exactly.
That the name tag needs to be the only thing that tells someone, oh, this is from him, the 45-year-old.
Yep. Yep. And I think for me, every year it gets less endearing that I'm really bad at rapping.
You know? Yeah. And then it kind of, you know.
It's like.
It's like a bell curve.
Uh-huh.
It's like an inverse bell curve. Like, it's like very endearing.
Oh, inverse.
Like, it's less and less as you get older.
Mm-hmm.
But then it turns around again where it's like, oh, he's so old, he can't rap. Aw.
What year is it going to start to turn around? Like, how many years do I have to hold on? Like, I feel like 70s?
70. Yeah. Like 65, so, 70.
In about 50 years, it'll be endearing again for me.
Yeah, but it gets pretty deep down in that pit.
Yeah.
You're going to have to be a
30s, 40s. Year old, rapping be bad.
Terribly.
Yeah, maybe I'll just have to
give your future wife an anniversary gift and it looks terrible. You know, yeah. That'll be pretty low on that.
Oof. That's bad. Okay. Well, maybe I'll learn next year, but probably not. Gift bags it is from ages 30 to 40.
30 and then to back 50. To rapping terribly.
Yeah.
Perfect.
It's like George Michael when he keeps trying to milk the take your water to work day joke. And
yeah,
he's like 17 and Michael's like, let's try to end that joke. Maybe I'll take your cousin because she's a girl. And he's like, oh, let me go get my purse. It's classic.
Oh. I'm going to watch that again. That'll be on my resolutions.
Great show. Yeah, me too.
Rewatch my favorite show of all time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You want to hear something stupid I said?
Yeah, sure.
So this is a couple weeks ago. I was on the phone. I was at work, and I was on the phone with a dad. And he had, like, given me a call saying, like, hey, I have some questions about college or whatever. And I gave him a call back after I got his message. And he was like, I was like, hey, I just wanted to call, see if you were able to talk for a few minutes. I know you had some questions. He was like, oh, I'm a school teacher. So I'm like in between classes right now, but maybe tomorrow you could give me a call. I was like, oh yeah, sounds good. He was like, yeah, my schedule tomorrow is wide open. Other than I'm going to the dentist, but other than that, my schedule is wide open. And I don't know why, but something possessed me enough where I said, you'll also be wide open at your appointment tomorrow. And he said, oh, yeah, I don't even remember what he said after that. I was too just embarrassed beyond my wildest dreams that I had just said that to a stranger.
I thought you were going to say, I assume your appointment's at 2:30.
Oh, I should have. Dang it. I think that would have been funnier than the thing I said.
You'll also be wide open at your appointment.
Isn't that awful? On my work phone, I said that.
Did you hang up and just have to sit there for a second? Go.
Yeah, I just had to really sit in my own filth for that one. Yeah, it was bad. Luckily, there was nobody else in the office, so like nobody heard me say that. But then there was also nobody that I could go, you know, kind of debrief the situation with. It was just tough. It was a tough moment.
That is rough.
I usually try not to say stuff like that on the phone, but I just gave in. I said, it's Christmas next week. Let me say. He laughed. I think he thought it was funny. He played it off well, but he probably had, you know, 20 high schoolers say dumber things to him that day. So.
Yeah. But yeah. I like the idea of you hanging up and being like, what is that?
Yeah.
Or him like not getting it. And then hanging up and later today, the day being like, oh.
Yeah. Just later on figuring it out.
Like, he's like, I told him I have that appointment. I'm not going to be wide open. I have that appointment. What does he mean by that?
Oh, my mouth.
Oh, my mouth is, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I should have said.
Yeah, I think.
I should have said, like, you also be wide open. And then if he was really in, you know, in the improv mood, he would have gone like, you get it?
I think that was the issue. He's just not into improv.
No. That's when you pretend that you're also, you're at the dentist. Yes. And
yeah,
the improv yes mentality.
I think, this is a completely different topic, but I just have been thinking about it. I think our coins in the U.S. currency should be magnetic.
Mm. Why? So you can stack them?
Just be cool. Yeah, that'd be cool too.
That would be sick. Oh, wow, sick. Yeah.
I didn't think about that. I meant like not magnetic, like to the, like on their own. I meant like could be picked up by a magnet.
Okay. So then you can use them like hang up Christmas cards on the fridge?
No, that's not what I mean. Like,
oh, okay.
A metal that can be picked up by a magnet.
Okay. Yeah. I like it. So, like, when you're metal detecting on the beach, you can find some quarters, get some ice cream.
You can do that anyway.
Is that closer? Oh, really?
Yeah, they're metal.
Wait, keep going. I need to get more lore for this.
Like, you can, like, if you had a magnet, if you dropped your quarter behind your, like, bed or something, and you had a magnet on a stick, you could reach out and go, think, and then pick it up. But if you took the magnet off, or the took the quarter off, and put it on, like, the fridge, it wouldn't stick.
Oh, I was getting pumped about the fridge idea. You're going to take that away from me?
I mean, we could do that, too. We could, I mean, I just feel like that would get out of hand. You'd have, like, a, imagine making a giant stack of pennies or something.
Yeah. I don't get how you're going to make it magnetic for the stick, but not for the fridge.
We'll find a way.
You're just going to, to spite me, you're going to make it so it doesn't stick to the fridge.
Yeah.
That's messed up.
Yeah, wow. I'll print on it, do not attach to fridge.
Oh, you know I'm a rule follower. Mitchell. Crap.
Yeah, especially if the government says it on their money.
Yeah, no, I don't really care when it, like IRS, frick them. Does the government listen to podcasts? Like, do they just hear that?
No, they haven't figured out that. They're still on YouTube. It's like
they're still on radio shows.
They're like 10 years behind us. Mm-hmm. So they're still 2013, 2014. Podcasts aren't big yet, but YouTube commenters are.
They're still listening to fireside chats from the Cold War or whatever.
They're on FM radio.
Yeah. Not AM, I think, actually.
They're on AM radio, yeah.
Man, you know how...
Did you ever notice...
Go ahead. You know how coins, they're called like mint, they're called minted when they make coins? You get what I'm saying? I think they should taste like mint, so you can just lick a coin minty. Or, I don't know if you should be able to eat it. That would probably throw off the kind of the money supply if you could just kind of eat them. But
I don't know.
I think they should at least taste like mint.
How do you know they don't?
Well, they usually, you know, copper kind of tastes like blood. Kind of the opposite of mint in my mind.
That's true.
But
I want to get some mint ice cream today.
Just lick a coin. Yeah.
I think I will get some mint ice cream.
Well, you can't put it in the fridge.
Who are you to say that I can't?
The government.
Oh, you got me there.
My name is Robert Government, and I'm going to tell you you can't put it in the fridge.
Bob Gov.
Yep.
Bob Vance. Vance Refrigeration.
Refrigeration.
What line of work are you in, Bob?
That is classic. It's a good show. What is your favorite show of all time? This is a topic of discussion at home this week. I didn't really have an answer.
I mean, it's got to be Arrested Development.
Okay. That was up there for me.
It's up there with Letterkenny also.
Oh. Never seen it.
Oh, man. Yeah, I would say Arrested Development or Letterkenny.
I have never seen Letterkenny. What's it about?
Hockey.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like a funny Canadian show.
Nice. Oh, I've heard it. You've told me about that.
Yeah.
Dude, my
good. I liked it.
My saliva glands are going crazy right now.
Not enough or too much?
Too much. It's just sopping in there. I don't know what to do.
I ate Blue Sour Patch Kids before bed last night.
Oh.
Woke up this morning, mouth felt Disgusting.
Blue mouth?
Yeah.
Broke out that Smurf mouth.
For overnight blue mouth. It was bad.
That's crazy. Yeah, I just have been swallowing nonstop during this entire podcast. I keep drinking more water thinking it'll help, but it's not. It's making it worse. But I feel dehydrated, too. That's the problem. Sorry, you don't have to solve this problem for me. I don't know what you're going to do. I need a coin to lick.
Oh, okay, you're back.
Oh, did I cut out?
You just froze for a minute. Ooh, yeah.
Hopefully people can hear me.
But you're back.
I was just yapping about
it. Just sounds like I was silent.
Yep, just yapping.
That's what we always do.
Yeah.
I like the yapping. The new bit.
Yeah.
Or not the new word, yapping.
Yapping.
Bro's just yapping right now.
Bro's just yapping. That's what our podcast is, just a couple of yappers.
Dude, I was this when I used to listen to the radio back home in Minnesota.
Uh-huh.
There was this guy, a radio DJ, that always would say stuff like, "Shut your yap." And that every time I hear yapping, I always think of him.
That's awesome.
Tom Bernard.
Oh.
He'd always be like, "Yeah, you just see some guys, and you're just like, shut your yap.
Shut your yaps." Do you remember what the radio station name and number were?
I think it was AQRS.
Do you remember the number?
KQRS 98.5.
Okay.
No. 92.5.
Oh, okay.
92.5 KQRS.
Nice.
Tom Bernard.
Did it have a...
Yeah, he's...
Did it have a jingle to it?
Yeah, I think it did. Here, I'm sending you a picture of Tom Bernard, and I'm going to pull up the KQ jingle.
Perfect. Oh, here he is.
You knew I was really into Minnesota local radio for a while, right?
Yeah. I mean, you're good at hitting the post. Wow, that guy...
Doesn't he sound like a guy, or look like a guy that would be like...
He kind of gives me Mr. Waternoose from Incredibles vibe.
He sounds like him, too.
Oh, kidnap 1,000 children before I let this company die.
Before I let this company die.
Did he ever say that on air? That he's going to kidnap 1,000 children?
I don't think he ever said he was going to kidnap children, no.
No, not... Okay. 1,000 is a lot, I will say. It's like a pretty big chunk of children. Oh, you found it?
Here we go.
Soccer was invented.
Is the head?
That's a true story. That's an absolute true story. That soccer was invented when they used to lop off the head in the Times Square and then people would kick it around.
And that makes sense. Nobody wanted to use their hands.
That's
by catching it.
Exactly.
What?
You know who that is talking?
No.
This is Tom Bernard.
Really? They used to lop off the head and then kick it around?
I guess.
That's out of pocket.
I'm trying to find like a clip of him talking on the morning show.
And number 48, Jeremy Stanton. Now, I remember when they used to lop off his dad's head and kick it around. Oh, he scored the goal. He got it. That's Tom Bernard as a sports announcer.
Morning show.
Oh, missed it.
I don't get that.
The KQ92 Morning Show. Who's on the horn?
I'm a patriot, that's why.
Who's this?
JB.
JB, the end of racism, buddy. Let's buy the book.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, can you get the midget to back off the kids and let him play the game?
The midget? No.
Just let it keep running.
In a bad mood. And then you call him a midget.
It's interesting because JB makes a, you know, he's obviously disturbed about this book that engages in name-calling.
The smaller in stature man, could you get him to back off?
That's much better, JB.
JB, I'm rooting for the golfers. I just don't think...
JB's a...
It's an hour and 7 minutes.
Wow, I think next episode of our podcast should just be you holding up that to the mic.
Next episode, we just open up with the KQ morning sound.
That's awesome.
KQ Morning Show.
That's funny.
92.5 KQRS.
I think one of our episodes should be just like an hour of radio. So like play some songs, give like the weather,
Wait, we should do that.
That sounds fun, actually.
Run a whole episode as if it's a 7 o'clock a.m. broadcast on a local radio station.
Yeah, I like that.
And then I'm honestly fine with playing copyrighted music if you are.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Wait, this actually sounds like a really good idea.
Sounds pretty fun.
We wouldn't have to prepare much either. We could do like 2-3 songs, and then we can make ads.
Yeah. It's good.
We should stop saying it on the air, otherwise people are going to hold us to it. And
dang, that's resolution number 4. Now we have to do it.
Stop saying stuff on... Oh.
No, do the radio. Yeah. Resolution 4 is stop being held accountable for our actions. Probably.
That would be great. Would love that.
Yeah. Do you have do you have anything else fun to talk about?
No. That's all I got.
I had a new segment segment that I wanted to introduce.
Oh, do you have a bagel bite?
I guess. It's literally just I want to read through all of my Wikipedia search history, because I think it's kind of funny to see the kind of things I look up on Wikipedia.
Real quick, since we're talking YouTube stuff, can I pull up a couple comments from our YouTube?
Yeah. Oh, our those were good.
Podcast is on YouTube.
Those by the were way. Good.
Just so everyone knows, it's on YouTube. But let's see. We have a couple videos out, and we have 20 subscribers, and some of the videos even have comments on them. Here's one. There's 3 comments. First from @xx-man1339 2 weeks ago, rated E for everything bagel, LOL.
Oh.
Not bad.
Thanks. Validated.
And then we have Benjamin Mills, 6305.
Okay.
He says, it's hysterical that a bunch of nobodies think that they can podcast. Yep. Nothing more than 30 views and they're talking about ad reads and advertisers. Embarrassing for these guys.
Dang, that is embarrassing.
And then comments directly afterwards and says, I just realized my comment is the one and only. Now I'm embarrassed for myself.
That's awesome.
I don't think he knows the bits that we... I don't think he gets the bits.
No, he's smarter than us. We need to give him credit. That's a good point. Yeah. Benjamin Mills, honestly. I mean, he's great. He's great. Yeah. Thanks, Ben. If you want to come on the show, you can...
He's more than welcome to.
Yeah.
Ben, if you're watching this, we want to hear more.
We do.
Call in.
He seems like a great guy. Are there any other comments?
We should do call-ins.
Okay.
On our what's it called? Radio show.
That sounds really fun. I don't know how to do that, but we'll figure it out.
We'll just... maybe we can get a producer to help us.
I think... That might be the move. We'll figure it out.
We should do it together.
Okay.
We could go live on Twitch.
Oh.
And record it.
Sounds awesome. I recently got OBS again, so then I can stream on Twitch, so we can figure it out.
Perfect.
I was streaming some GeoGuessr and some Sporkle.
When?
A couple weeks ago. Nobody joined. You didn't
tell me.
But
I would have.
No, I did text Lanyard that I was streaming, and he didn't answer, so... Yikes. Yikes.
That's kind of embarrassing.
Got nothing.
Be like, hey, I'm streaming right now. No reply.
Nope.
Sorry, right. What were you going to read?
Just some of my Wikipedia.
Finish out with this.
Yep. So, here we go. Bing Crosby, Gonzaga University, Nick Cannon, Nat King Cole, Capitol Records, Diana, Princess Diana of Wales, M16, Dodie Fayed, Ray Romano, News Radio, Grilled Film, Kevin James, Doug Heffernan, Rockin' Hard Place, McPherson Square Station, Five Guys, International Dateline, Edward Cullen, Michael Caine, The Italian Job, The Prestige, Christian Bale, Christopher Priest, Jonathan Nolan, Christopher Nolan, University College London, Batman and Film, Batman Begins, The Dark Knight, Heath Ledger, Joker, The Dark Knight, Gene Kelly, 10 Things I Hate About You, Brokeback Mountain, Mary Kate Olsen, Ashley Gilson, Got Milk, Aaron Burr, Got Milk, Snow Clone, Word of the Year, Goblin Mode, Juniper, Wed Query, Driving Will Black, Bob Hope, Dolores Hope, Marilyn Maxwell, Rosemary Franklin, Misbehavior Film, Miss World 1970, Jennifer Hostin, Brain Pop, Diana Ross, Natalie Grant, Awaken, Closed Circuit Television Camera, Skibbity Toilet, NF, Tech 9, Persimmon, Threes, Poyo Poyo, Miley Cyrus, Trace Cyrus, Macaulay Culkin, Richie Rich, Brenda Song, Kai Cenat, Ludwig Odgren, Moist Esports, Frederick Douglass Academy, A Boogie with the Hoodie, AJR, Rivers Cuomo, Technoblade, Dream SMP, Dream YouTuber, Technoblade, Tommy Innit, Ozone Depletion, Reykjavik, Iceland, Rachel Ziegler, West Side Story, 2021 Film, Josh Andres Rivera, Snow White, Martin Kleba, Huntsman, Mumblecore, Friends, Foes, and Fireworks, Noah Bombach,
Mumblecore,
Kicking and Screaming, 1995 Film, Fantastic Mr. Fox, Marriage Story, Ray Liotta, Greta Gerwig, Little Women, 2019 Film, Lady Bird, oh. Woody Allen, Barbie Film, Kate McKinnon, List of Barbie was, Films, yeah, Barbie in the Nutcracker, Barbie as Rapunzel, Barbie Film, Amy Schumer, Comedy Central, Inside Amy Schumer, Towson University, Barbie Film, Gal Gadot, List of Presidents of the United States, Lauren Daigle, Lake Charles, Louisiana, Louisiana, New Orleans, Jack Kerouac, On the Road, Lauren Daigle, Survivor, Tony Vlachos, Marcus Brownlee, Adam Neely, Tim Allen, Wham, George Michael, The Color Purple, Oprah Winfrey, Phil Donahue, Jamila Jamil, Scott Mills, James Blake, Playing Robots into Heaven, Assume Form, James Blake. I can keep going. Should I stop?
That's just, I mean, there's, again, the funniest thing is picking out different parts of it. Because we talked about the Batman movies, and I was like, that's when we're talking about movies, like, and they're grossing.
Yep.
You talked about the Barbie stuff. That was our Barbie episode. Yep. The one you started off with, I don't remember what we were talking about, but that was last, like, I feel like when we go on pod, we just hop on, what's it called?
Wikipedia
and just sit there.
Yeah. Here's one from the other day. Manhattan Henge. This is a new phenomenon I just learned about. I guess once...
Oh, wait. It's when the sun sets on a certain street and you can see it perfectly. It only happens like once per year.
Yeah, it's kind of sick.
Right?
Yeah. It's a new thing I learned about.
What street is it first?
There's like four or five streets that you can do.
Nice.
14th Street, 23rd, 34th, 42nd, 57th.
Interesting.
Kind of fun. Anyway.
Yeah, I didn't know about that, actually.
Those are some of my Wikipedias. I just think it's fun to go back and see my train of thought. Some of them don't make any sense. Some of them do. Apparently, I use Wikipedia more than I thought.
Well, that's okay.
Thank you.
Yep.
Yeah, well, that's all I got,
nice
I think.
Nice work.
Thank you.
That's all I got. I got to eat something. I'm going to go, I got some leftovers, I'm going to reheat.
Swag. And then you're going to read.
Yeah. Yeah?
Yeah.
I'll probably probably grab my book and watch the Winter Classic at the same time.
Sick.
Yeah.
Fun.
Cool.
Good, good.
What are you going to do?
My mouth is just so full of spit. I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do about it. I'm just swallowing constantly.
Might just be how it is.
Yeah.
Well, I hope that gets fixed.
I'm at like 10, more than 10, probably 40 or 50 SPM right now, swallows per minute. It's just a lot.
That's crazy.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Well, I hope that gets fixed.
Gracias. Gracias, gracias. I'll probably edit this episode and post it.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because that's in 2 days.
Yeah. All right. Well, have a good rest of your day. Right. Hopefully Michigan loses.
Me too. Right? Yeah. I hope so.
Yeah. Oh, man.
All right.
All right.
Listeners, thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Do the things if you want to.
Do thine things. Leave us a 5-star.
Send us what your...
resolutions?
Send us your...
Is that what you're going to say?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. And we'll say if they're good or bad.
Yep. We'll say if you're able to do them or not. But they must come through us first.
Yeah. I think that's fair.
We are the trolls under the bridge, but for resolutions.
Yeah.
Riddles 3. Yep.
Riddle 3?
Riddles. 3 riddles.
Yeah.
You must answer riddles 3. Before passing over the bridge, thine be.
Sounds like a troll to me.
Ooh. All right, bagels. See ya.
See you guys. Bagel.